Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. And back in Studio A with my guest this morning, as I mentioned, to talk a little bit about the Aztec Artist Studio Tour. Joining me here in the studio, Bonnie Adams is here and Timothy Gordon. Good to see both of you, and welcome back to KSJE, you two.
Hello, Scott.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. We also have a third guest. Pip Howard is joining us remotely this morning, but Pip, I've lost your picture, so I don't see you anymore. So hopefully she will be connecting back in again to join us here. I'll keep monitoring that that connection. We had her there, and then she was gone. I know, but that's all right. We'll get her back. But it's great to have you two here in the studio to talk about the fifth annual. I can't believe it. Fifth annual Aztec Artist Studio Tour. Both of you open up your studios to the public, and you'll be doing so again this year.
We will.
Very, very good. And so let me show the map a little bit, because this kind of shows us kind of where everybody is located in Aztec. And Tim, you were reminding me that the map is available. Of course, we can go on Facebook and see it and download it if we wanted to. It's in the newspaper, I know, right? You put it in there?
Yeah, we put it in the Tri-City Record.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes out every Wednesday and Friday's issue.
Okay, so we'll see it this week, Wednesday, Friday, and next week, Wednesday, Friday.
And if you want to get the map, just clip it out of the paper.
Very good. There you go.
Or they can download it from our Facebook site, Feet of Clay on Facebook. It'll be there as well.
Very good. Perfect. And so you are, as like I said, two of the five studios that are going to be part of the tour again this year. Pip Howard is another. And so talk to me a little bit about this event. You've been doing it now for 5 years, and the idea is to have your artwork and from your studio, but also invite other artists to set up in your studios, and then invite the public to come in and take a look. I just answered my own question, but go ahead.
You're so good at that.
What did I leave out? Probably a lot.
Well, I think one of the really cool things about an artist studio tour is that the public gets to see the area that some of the artists work in and get a behind-the-scenes look about how all this stuff comes about. And it's also fun because we open up our studios and our yards and our homes to other artists and give them a venue to be out there for the whole day to talk to people and get to meet people and show their stuff. So it's a fun day, and one of the fun things about the whole thing is you can potentially walk from one studio to the next. They're not that far apart. Aztec has so many artists per square mile, it's almost silly. Writing, singing, clay, paint, photography, you name it, it's there. And there'll be representation of almost all those venues throughout the different studios.
Right, very true. And we're looking at the map, and it's not that far from one dot to the next, nope. as you mentioned, right? And Aztec's a pretty walkable town.
It is.
And
it
that's is. An important thing. Tim, what about at your studio? What can folks expect to see?
Well, at my studio, of course, I'll have my paintings and sculptures and stuff. And then I also have Lou Mansell, who is a very accomplished jeweler working in precious, semi-precious silver, copper. Kay Duncan, who does stained glass and also fiber art, and Jessica Moss, who is a potter.
Hmm. Okay.
She's Don Ellis's assistant.
Okay.
And
who works here at the college. For folks who don't know, who've lived under a rock for the last 20 years, Don Ellis is a world-renowned potter, by the way, and so she's probably picked up a thing or two, I would think, from him.
Yes, she has. This will be her first time.
Okay.
Then I'm also having Dale Lotta and his wife, Deb Lotta. Dale does sculpture, clay sculpture.
Right.
He's also quite an accomplished painter.
Nice.
And I don't know if he's bringing any of his painted works or not, but we'll accommodate him if he does.
Right.
And then Deb Lotta does fiber art. And so, you know, we'll have a pretty good group there.
And a variety, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to have someone there singing, Charlie Stacy, but he was not able to come.
Okay.
He's got another venue that he...
Another gig.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go.
And then we've got Don Hammondtree, who is number one on our map. And Don has got a really quirky mind. He does kind of like recycle art.
Right.
Using found items and stuff, but he has got an amazing mind in how to put stuff together.
Nice.
And create some really unique stuff. Yeah. His house is full of it, you know.
Better the house than him, to be full
yeah.
of it. I'm just saying.
And but he has a sense of humor that comes out in a lot
I'm
of
I'm glad after I made that comment.
Yeah.
I'm glad
yeah.
he does.
He does
yeah.
have a
That's
very good.
Good
sense of
yeah.
humor. And then he's going to have Stacy Harris, who is a photographer.
Okay. Nice.
And she does some nice stuff. She's also branching out into small watercolor mm-hmm. paintings and stuff.
Very good.
And I don't know if Stacy will have any of these, but I've never seen anyone capture clouds and sunsets as well as
oh,
Stacy.
Oh, she loves oh, nice. Skies.
They're
she
absolutely amazing. Probably some of the best I've ever seen.
Very so, good. Let me talk to Pip Howard. We've got her back. So
right,
let
hey,
me
Pip.
Introduce Pip Howard, who is patiently waiting for us to reconnect to her. Pip, good morning, and I hope you can hear us again. Thank you.
Good morning. Yes, I can hear you, Scott.
Wonderful. Oh. And you are joining us, of course, from your home/studio, which will also be on the tour for the studio tour. And so talk to us a little bit about what you've got planned for people that stop by your studio.
So I will be here. I have a total of 6 artists this year. Apart from myself, I will have Lydia Veloz, and she is an amazing creative potter, amongst other things. Marty Getzinger has been with me, I think, not every single year, but this will be her 3rd year here. And she does really fanciful paintings and with some inspirational quotes on her work. And then new this year is Juanita Nelson. And she is a fabulous landscape painter from, she lives just north of Aztec, and she will be joining us. She's had several shows recently in the area, so I feel very privileged that she's going to be able to join us. Rachel Emmons will be joining me for the second time, and she does some painting. She did some great, brought some great additions to our recycled show at Feet of Clay earlier this year also. And then lastly, but definitely not least, is Rod Hubble, who is just finishing up his 50-year retrospective at the Farmington Museum. And he will likely be bringing more prints and cards rather than any of his larger work, although I have quite a few of his works at my house, including right here.
This Look at
is
that.
A piece of Rod's.
Nice. Beautiful. Well, wonderful. And of course, you were telling me that you were looking at maybe having some entertainment too at your home/studio.
It is Symphony Weekend this weekend, and the symphony performs, in case people don't know, the San Juan Symphony performs usually about 4 or 5 times a year. And one of the musicians is visiting from Albuquerque, and she regularly stays at my house. And last year, and I'm hoping for it again this year, we will have a mini 1-hour long concert with her. So hopefully 2 violin players will be playing some short pieces on Saturday afternoon is what I'm hoping for. I don't have a time nailed down. And I'm also hoping for some drumming on Sunday.
Okay.
Lydia is one of the Ashe drummers, or no, I think they, I believe they have a new name now, but a couple of the drummers are out of town, but we're hoping to still have some drumming on Sunday.
Okay, very good. Well, and let me just say, as a board member of the San Juan Symphony, thank you, because by hosting one of those musicians, you help keep the cost down for concert weekend. So we do appreciate that, and I know the musicians appreciate staying in homes, private homes, rather than a hotel when they're here for the weekend.
Yeah, and Erica and I have got to be good friends, so it's great. I just said, you can always stay at my house.
Win-win. There you
along
are.
Along with my cats.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, you have a busy weekend. You'll have a full house of art lovers and musicians and everybody else. So thank you for joining us. I wanted to share a couple of the photos that that Tim had sent me earlier to talk a bit about some of the artists and just show a little bit of the variety of art that is going to be on display and on sale at this tour, because that's another part of this, right? Every piece of art that we see at these different studios is going to be available for sale, right,
that's
everyone?
Correct.
Yep.
Okay, and Christmas is coming.
He's right behind me and not for sale.
Well, that's true. Good point. Although, I don't know, if someone made you an offer, Pip, no? You're not going to part with those?
Okay. On the offer.
Fair enough. Let's take a look at some of these. Tim, can you help me identify? I know you can. What we're looking at here?
I think this is one by Rod Hubbell.
Okay. Pip, does that?
I can't see it.
Oh, so she can't see it.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I think,
we can see you. You can't see it.
I think that's one of Rod Hubbell's.
Gotcha. Okay. It's beautiful, right? One of those canyon landscapes.
It looks like it might have been Zion.
Right. Possibly. Very good. Great colors there.
Juanita Nelson is also a landscape painter, so since I can't see, I can't tell.
It
you.
Could be one of hers, too.
Okay.
You know.
Fair enough. Very good. Let's look at this sculpture. This is a
Dale Lotta.
That's a Dale Lotta. You can tell for sure.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. No question.
No mistake.
No,
that's his style.
Yes.
Right? Very good. Okay. This is a photograph.
It's Tim Gordon. One of mine.
Okay. Not a photograph.
No. It's not a photograph.
Looks like a photograph.
It's a last year I really got into doing just straight black and white.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first black and white that I did.
The shadows and the different gradations of black and white make it look like a photograph to me from this picture.
Black and white is quite interesting to do because you really have to pay attention to your values.
Yeah, I would think so.
You know.
The colors and everything else. That's true. Here's a piece of jewelry, which is also part of the tour, right?
Some correct.
This jewelry artist will be on display.
This is Lou Mansell's piece. She'll have necklaces, earrings, bracelets.
Right. All those different things. And Lou's going to be at your place, correct, if I remember?
Right.
Very good. Okay. Another sculpture,
Bonnie? That's Rick Myers, and Rick does painting as well, but over the past year, he's really started to do these wonderful clay things. He makes animal ocarinas. He's been starting to do these, he's kind of figuring out what to call them, gnomish-type creatures, and he also does wonderful pig bowls and things like that, so he'll be at my house.
Or fish bowls.
Fish bowls, pig bowls,
okay.
Chicken bowls. They just think fanciful. It's just wonderful stuff.
Nice. Very cool. All right. Very good. This one?
Paloma Barron. Now, Paloma, we at Feet of Clay got to know her when she was still a kid, pretty much, and In the time that has passed, she has gone on and got her fine arts degree and does amazing work, and she'll be at my house.
Very cool.
So will Rick. Rick and Paloma are both two of the artists there.
At your studio, mm-hmm. So wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Here's another maybe yard art, outdoor maybe?
This is by Krista Taylor. She will be at Don Hammond's studio.
Okay.
And she takes plates and breaks them up.
Oh, sure. Okay.
And then
now
she reassembles them. This one is, of course, a mirror, but she's done various other things. Quite interesting and very well put together.
Right. Very colorful, for sure.
Yeah.
So wonderful. And I have to say, radio audience, if you're not watching us on video, you're missing out on these images. So please make a note maybe to watch the show later on YouTube or Facebook to catch some of these great pieces of art to see what you'll be able to see in person at the Aztec Artist Studio Tour coming up.
That is definitely Rod Hubbell.
That's definitely Rod Hubbell. Okay, very good. And Rod's going to be with you, Pip. That's what you mentioned,
that's
right?
That's correct, yes.
Wonderful. And you mentioned his exhibit too at the Farmington Museum. So if folks have seen that, they'll be able to meet the artist and maybe pick up a piece that that he has done.
Yes.
Wonderful. Very true. Very good. And again, the map of where all the different studios are located. So three are kind of, I guess, on the north side of Aztec.
Yes,
north
that's
of
correct.
516 and or 550 at that point.
Yeah.
And then two are kind of almost in the downtown area, or a block or two off of Main Avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Pip's and then Feet of Clay, which is also our fourth venue.
Ah, there
Feet
it is.
Feet of Clay, everybody's accustomed to us being farther down the road, but recently we had reason to move. So Feet of Clay is there, number four,
okay,
across from Minium Park, and it's at 222 North Main. So in the little, like, strip area.
Right.
And it's a lovely space, and there's plenty of room to park. This is
That's new.
A good thing.
That's new.
This is very new.
Yes.
And we have appreciated it.
I bet.
Two different driveways to get into the thing, and then plenty of room to park. A
very
really
good.
Good spot to begin your Aztec studio tour journey.
That's
also
true.
We're planning on having a few copies of the map there. So
to pick up.
Yeah,
if you
want
to just
to pick up.
Pick it up there and go
and
from there.
And then Pip is number five, three is me, two is Tim, and then number one is Don.
Got it.
And
got
let
it.
Me tell you who's going to be at Feet of Clay.
Yes, please.
Amanda Herrig, she does painting, a lot of watercolor, very detailed. Rick Quinciano does watercolor and acrylic. He has a lot of oriental
feel.
Okay.
Feel
right.
To his stuff. Jinx Bowley, she is a jeweler, and she does
slumped glass is actually kind of, it's a, if you've ever seen the slumped glass, so she does a lot of work with compiling different colors of glass and heating it to a high temperature to melt it into a unique piece.
So the pieces kind of fuse together, I guess, right?
Yes, exactly,
yeah.
Correct. And then she'll design each piece so that the glass does what she wants it to. And
neat.
So she has earrings and necklaces and some bracelets and things like that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And then we have Suzanne Howard, who's a very accomplished potter. And she also does a lot of little utilitarian things out of pottery that's really kind of nice. And they're very inexpensive.
Okay.
There is another person, and she just came on, and I don't have her name here. She's a young lady. That Amanda has brought on board.
Yes.
I don't know exactly what
kind of surprise artist.
Surprise artist. There mystery artist.
The mystery artist.
What kind of art does she do?
I am not sure.
Oh, all right. Well, then we don't even know. Okay. All right. Pip, do you have any mystery artists at your place?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Mystery artists. I can talk a little bit about, this is some of the work I've been working on, which is sea glass jewelry in a lot of really, some of it in more kind of ocean-like colors, and then also see rainbow
the bracelet you're wearing.
Wow,
beautiful.
Nice.
Very good.
I've been working a lot with sea glass in these last few weeks, just trying to get ready for this show to have some new work, which won't have been at Feet of Clay before, so it's brand new.
Okay. You're an artist and a model. Thank you.
And she does it well.
You know, I'm going to wear my own work. So.
That's true. That's very true. We talked a little bit about price, and I wanted to ask you all a bit about that, because I know you really hope to have things of different price categories, too. So for folks that are shopping, no matter what their budget is, they can find something.
Well, I know that Rick, his ocarinas are only $20. So they're great for your kids, your grandkids, your nieces and nephews, and Christmas is coming.
Yeah,
for those.
And we have
excuse me for interrupting those people that don't know what an ocarina is. It's a whistle.
It's actually even more than a whistle. It plays tuned notes. Hers are very nice. His are very nice.
Okay.
He has made some whistles, which are like this, but these have, you have like very often you're kissing a pig.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Bonnie.
I know.
I'm with you. Okay.
And then there's little finger holes
right
in the back,
yeah,
or a chicken or whatever.
That's
and
what we're
turtles.
Talking.
Yeah, yeah. Turtles. He makes all different kinds.
Yeah. Okay.
Animals.
Yeah. So that's a range right there.
Yeah.
Also at my studio is Thelma Daly. And she might even bring a children's book that she wrote that to have that there. But she does pottery, and it's underglazed. And I know she has a wide price point as well. And Paloma will have a lot of pencil sketches and things like that. And then we have Emily Roscoe, who does wood carvings. So she will have, I think every artist will have a wide range of prices where you can get things 20, 30, if they're prints or whatever, mm-hmm, all the way up to, if you want to invest in a beautiful piece, you know, $1,000.
But right,
it'll run the gamut.
Sure. And again, and my favorite part is being able to talk to the artist too, and maybe
absolutely
get the story, the inspiration behind some of these pieces too that we see that really grabs our eye or what have you.
Absolutely.
So that's important. Tim, same thing at your place too, I know, right?
Yes.
Different price points and different variety of art that's available.
I think we're going to have price points from $25 on up.
Mm-hmm.
Some of Lou's jewelry, like her earrings, are going to be, you know, 25, 30.
Right.
She does have some higher end. And hers is all, because I just saw some of her inventory. She's working in a lot of silver.
Okay.
And so
thanks,
it's based on, price is based on what the cost of silver is, of course.
Right, of course. Very true.
And then I know Kay Duncan will have a wide variety of price points.
Okay.
I'm assuming the others will, too.
Sure. I would think so. And they understand. Pip Howard, let me come back to you a little bit about the artists at your studio and some of your work. Different price points, really important, I know, for all types of shoppers, right?
Yeah, and I would simply echo what, you know, Tim and Bonnie were saying, that I know that some of my work starts at around $20, and most of the jewelry I make is not high end. I'm working on that. I'm taking a jewelry class to learn some more skills, but at this point, most of what I'll be selling is things like the beaded glass. And then other people I know have work ranging from about $20 on up, depending on the piece, of course. Mm-hmm. So we will have a wide range. We'll have original paintings, we'll have prints, cards, jewelry, recycled jewelry, pottery, and, you know, one-of-a-kind pieces, definitely. And that's one of our emphasis, that apart from, say, prints and cards, most of the work is one-of-a-kind.
True.
So you're buying original art from the artist in their home setting. And I think that's one of the really interesting parts of this. It's like a little mini home tour.
True. Very true. Bonnie Adams, you wanted to add something else too.
I did. I left out one artist.
Yes.
Her name is Sandy Martin.
Okay.
And Sandy has been doing jewelry, very, very eclectic approach. She's actually taught in France, right? So she goes back every year and she teaches a class. And she does very interesting things. And I know she's also been working on handbags, so purses, an interesting approach to purse. And I didn't want to leave her out.
I'm glad you added her. Yes,
yeah.
Very true. Very true. We just have a little bit of time remaining, everybody, to talk about the Artist Studio Tour. Again, fifth annual. Can't believe it, but yes.
One important thing is, if you're coming to visit us, watch for the signs, because we will have an orange sign out on the highways and stuff that'll help direct you
right
to the venues.
Gotcha. Very good. If you're going to drive to each venue, they're pretty easy to find, but if you're not familiar with Aztec, it's good to have the signs out too, of course.
Right.
And the map, again, is available in the newspaper, the Tri-City Record, Wednesdays and Fridays, you told me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also on your Facebook page, the Aztec Artist Studio Tour.
Yeah.
And you'll have some at Feet of Clay is the idea,
Feet
the gallery.
Feet of Clay, yes.
Okay, very good. And Tim, you've got your phone number on here, so I guess you don't mind us giving it on radio.
Nope.
Okay. If folks have questions or want more information, they can call you at 505-486-0403.
Correct.
Okay.
Or they can email me at my email address.
There you go. That's true. And it's on there as well. On the screen, we've got it, so folks can do that as well. So, wonderful. Well, I thank you all very much for being here this morning and getting up early and coming in on a Monday. I really appreciate that.
We really appreciate you having us.
So much.
We're
so
glad,
much, Scott.
Glad to do it. Pip, thank you for reconnecting with us. We're glad that we were able to see you and hear you today.
Thanks. I'm glad we managed to get those difficulties ironed out.
Me too. Me too. Great to see you, and good luck with everything and for Symphony Weekend and everything else that you do. So thank you so much for that. And Bonnie and Tim, thank you both for coming over, and we'll see you at your studios.
Looking we hope to see
to
everybody.
It. Looking forward to it.
Very good. Thank you all very much. It's the Aztec Artist Studio Tour coming up September 30th and October 1st, Saturday and Sunday in Aztec, New Mexico. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.